At sundown tonight, let the menorah lighting begin. It's the first night of Hanukkah, a celebration of the miracle when a single day's worth of oil found in a temple lasted 8 days, hence the 8 days of Hanukkah. That's the way that goes,
right?
Right?
I've heard that.
But, you know, where there's Hanukkah songs, carols, I don't know. I don't think dreidel, dreidel, dreidel counts.
Dreidel, it's just a, dreidel, dreidel.
Think about that. And all that jingle belling and all that deck the halling. Well, a musical duo, Good for the Jews, provides equal time for all those rounds of carols with their unique, full of cheek, and decidedly twisted take on the Festival of Lights and all things Jewish. Good for the Jews, hitting the road this month, a 13-city putting the Ha in Hanukkah tour. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the crowd
is that
goes
what it's
going
to sound like at the Shakey's Pizza in Des Moines?
You want the best? Well, this is the best we could do.
We couldn't get booked at the Shakey's Pizza, unfortunately.
Anti-Semites.
Really.
Just a matter of time. Rob Tannenbaum, hi.
Hey, Allie.
David Fagan, the duo behind Good for the Jews, join
hi,
us in
Allison.
The studio. He calls me Allie because we know each other from a previous life.
We go way back.
Just right. Full disclosure. So was it just the heavy-handed domination of Christmas tunes that got you on this mission, this path?
Before I answer that, did you say tonight is the start of Hanukkah?
It's the first night of lighting the menorah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
No?
We got some
no
presents
idea.
To buy.
Seriously.
Is there like a Barnes & Noble or a 99
right
cent store
street.
Nearby?
There's a 98 cent store over on 34th, which for the people who think that 99 cent is just more than you want to pay.
Yeah.
Is that an anti-Semitic joke? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
We'll
that
be the judges of that.
Actually anti-Semitic.
Let the Jews in the room decide what's anti-Semitic. The act started with a single song, It's Good to Be a Jew at Christmas, which if the other guests haven't gone too long, we'll sing for you in a little while. And it was really sort of a song of protest against the dominance of Christmas in the United States. You know, people talk about the war on Christmas. Well, that's ridiculous. There's no such thing as a war on Christmas. You could sooner kill President Bush behind his desk than you could fight a war on Christmas. And so feeling very alienated one December, I wrote a song about how marginalized Jews are, or really anyone who isn't a Christian, at this time of year. And it makes fun of Christians for drinking too much and their silly holiday. And it's about how our holiday is better.
For that weird smell they always have.
So, David, the Washington Post said of you guys, a funny mixture of Jewish pride and cultural self-mockery. Accurate, inaccurate?
Absolutely inaccurate. We don't, you know, we take ourselves way too seriously. We'd never make fun of ourselves on stage.
We've never even been in Washington, so I don't know where they got that idea from. Plus, Washington Post, owned by Jews. Do you trust Jews to report accurately on other Jews? We gave them some money.
What I think is really good, though, about this whole thing is that finally some Jews are getting into comedy.
Yeah, and the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We found the barrier to entry pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're the Jackie Robinson of
right. But I've got some good comedy, though, for the upcoming audience members. Can I do a line right now?
Please.
Sure.
Hanukkah Geld. It's a Jew's worst nightmare. Money that melts. Who came up with that?
I like the tag, who came up with
that.
Who came up with that? Up with that?
What's up with that?
Hey, what's up with that?
Aside from the comedy, you guys have solid musical roots. You're a writer for Blender, an editor at Blender.
I'm the music editor of Blender magazine, it's true.
And you've been on the rock and roll tour thing.
Yes, I've been blacklisted from every respectable record label in the country at this point in time, so I'm here with Rob.
David was very big back in the 1940s. He had a little swing combo. Very
right.
well
yeah,
regarded.
Yeah. No, back in the day, my band, the Rosenbergs, we spoke out against a Universal music deal, and the next thing you know, I went on Dennis Miller with a Kill Clear Channel bumper sticker, and I think I haven't
that
left
was,
my apartment since then.
That was the end.
If you
of
had that.
That
to do over again,
that was
probably.
It.
Well,
oh, yeah.
You've bragged about the songwriting, singing, comedy shtick.
Right.
Shtick.
It's not really bragging so much as telling the truth.
Oh, I see. Well,
we are the greatest Jewish musical comedy duo performing in the United States right now.
We're bigger than Moses, man.
Well, let's see you prove
it. And no
it.
Disrespect to other Jewish acts, but they freaking stink compared to us.
It's true. Most Jewish music stinks. I'm sorry. It's just
don't
true.
You have you listened to NPR in the last, I don't know, 50 years? I think we actually literally for 1 year, all we played was Kletzmer. 24 hours a day on the network.
Wow.
So, I, you know.
That was a good programming decision.
My sympathies.
People in Washington would disagree with you. Jewish music.
But. Is that why the right wing tried to defund you? Do they just hate klezmer music?
No, that was actually their move, was to make us play klezmer for a year.
So there would be no donations. So. All right. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Put your money where your mouth is.
You want a song?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's do the first song that we're going to. Okay, do we have time for two songs, do you think?
I think we do.
Okay. The first song is a song sort of about all Jewish holidays. You know, every Jewish holiday is the same story. Basically, it's they tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. So now there's a sing-along in this part, and I know that the two of you are kind of shy, but there'll be a point in the song where we need you to shout, let's eat.
Okay.
Will you do that with us?
Absolutely.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, good. When I was growing up, I didn't grow up in a very Jewish household, and Jewish holidays were always a little bit of a mystery. So, for instance, at Passover, my father didn't understand that Hebrew is read from right to left and from the back of the book to the front. So we would sit down for Passover dinner, and he would open the Seder book at the back, and he would read the Seder ends. And then we would eat. It was fantastic. We had the shortest Seders in history. So this is a song that retells the story of Passover based on all the things that I learned and picked up on the street. We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. The year was 1492. Hitler had just invaded Poland. Madonna had just become a Jew. Moses was found on the Potomac. Then he marched with Martin Luther King. He came back to free us from our bondage, 'cause S&M has never been our thing. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So they chased us to the border, there's a parting of the water. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
Then the Pharaoh, who looked like Yul Brynner, heard the Jews were trying to escape. Charlton Heston came right down from the mountain.
He said,
Pharaoh, you're a damn dirty ape. The menorah was almost out of oil. Farrakhan was planning Kristallnacht. The gefilte was nearing extinction. It looked like Moses and his flock were fakakt. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. And we knew how to resist, 'cause we'd rented Schindler's List. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
So yea and verily, God did bring down the 10 horrible plagues upon the people of Egypt.
Well, there's one.
Blood.
Two.
Locusts.
Three.
Boils.
Four.
Acne.
Five.
Backne.
Six.
Dane Cook.
Seven.
MySpace.
Eight.
Herpes.
Nine.
Herpes.
And 10.
Sickle cell anemia.
One, two, three. We
fled on foot. There was no time to tarry. Leavening the bread would take too long. All we had was egg foo young and matzah while battling the fearsome Viet Cong. And so tonight we gather to remember the ancient Hebrews who paid the price. We have a Seder each year in December to commemorate our Savior Jesus Christ. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's
Dane
eat.
Cook.
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So we never did succumb to the annual pogrom. Tried to kill us, we survived. Let's eat.
Let's eat.
They tried to kill us, we survived. Let's eat.
Let's eat.
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So come on, blow the shofar, cause they haven't nailed us so far. Tried to kill us, we survived. Let's eat. Let's eat. You, Dane Cook.
You just never hear pogrom used in enough joke rhymes. That's great.
What's funnier than a pogrom, really?
I'll tell you,
little
pogrom.
So you guys are going to be on tour. That's Rob Tannenbaum and David Fagen. We're talking to the duo Good for the Jews. You're going to be on tour, and it's kind of a vaudeville show. It's not just you guys get up and sing. You have
it's
guest
like
acts.
Caskill shtick. You know, remember the Borscht Belt from the 70s and 80s? Rob dresses like Buddy Hackett, pretty much.
I try to dress like I stole all my clothes from my uncle's closet after he died in 1974.
You should do some material about how sort of annoying your wife is. I'm just, as a thought.
I would have to get married first. Okay. And then even before that, I would have to terminate psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. So we're still working towards that as a goal.
Yeah. Next tour, we'll get there. Right now, we're girlfriends, annoying girlfriends, mothers, and all that stuff.
How does your mother feel about this, by the way?
She's dead. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
She loves it.
Oh, gosh.
We're doing Boca. That's where they live.
Oh, nice.
That's essentially why we're playing Boca, so that our parents can see us.
Exactly. Well, I do want to hit the song, It's Good to Be a Jew at Christmas. We're going to actually ask you guys to stick around so we can get a live performance and put it on the web. Hey, Jacob, do you have that track? He's going to hit it for us. Want to also say that we're going to link to all of your dates on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Stick around
thanks,
for a minute.
Sure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking Dane Cook down.
Well, thanks.
It's one of my dying wishes on this show.
God. Thanks for breaking NPR's boycott against Jewish guests.
Let's listen to the song for a minute.
All right.
At Christmas.